Good morning and welcome to today's podcast. I'm your podcast host, Sharita Berry of Holistic Talk. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Want to let you know that this morning's podcast is a little bit different from what we normally talk about, because this podcast is directed to parents, community leaders, business leaders, governmental leaders, podcast hosts, actors, other radio hosts that are tuning into my podcast each and every day, every hour, every second, every minute. This podcast is informative. So sit back, get ready, because you're in for a little bit of treat. Like I said, this podcast is a little bit different from what I normally talk about. Check this out. There were 27 school shootings right here in America. 27, the 2021-2022 school year. We haven't even started the 2022-23 school year as of yet. Some schools already went back and schools will be continuing to go back all into September. Now, don't quote me on this, but there have been 200 to 212 mass shootings. Back in the day when I was coming up going to school, they used to give out handbooks to the students to take home to their parents. That handbook included dress codes, attendance, and safety and different things like that. I want to make a petition that the handbook that they send home from now on include gun safety and a more stricter school safety. There are parents that are afraid to send their children to school. And it's not because of COVID-19 any longer. It's not because of monkeypox. It's because of every time we turn on the television, we hear of a school shooting. And the devastating news that comes out of school shooting is if the children are shot and killed, like what happened in Texas and what happened in Columbine, which in that school system and that district, it's still resonating in the memories of people's mindset and heart for years to come. Texas is devastated, 19 youth to adults. We can't get that out of our head. That's a memory that will always be there. To turn on the television to see that 19 children have been shot in a school. There needs to be more stricter laws when it comes to buying guns, selling guns. There needs to be more. The age requirement needs to be up. Some states is 21. Don't quote me now. I know some states are 18. But no, I really think they need to raise the age limit on buying a gun. Some states have passed certain laws where you don't need a permit to do open conceal. You just don't need a permit any longer. Which I really think they need to bring that back. In every state, you should have a permit to carry a gun. There should be more restrictions on when you purchase a gun, background checks. A felony should not have a gun at all, especially if they have gun charges on their record. They should not have a gun. But people are getting guns. If they're not going into the stores to get them, they're getting them. There's something when I was doing a course on taking a course to be a sex trafficker advocate, we learned something about the dark web and how people go on the dark web and purchase guns. I learned something new the other day, why one of my cousins was in prison because he was selling ghost guns. And I asked my family member, I said, what is a ghost gun? And they didn't even know what it is. I'm like, what type of kind of gun is that that they call ghost guns? And to my knowledge, don't quote me on it, I think those guns are banned. one of my friends, they did outreach in that community, and they teamed up with some people and they did a gun buyback, and he posted pictures on his social media, and I could not believe all the guns they collected. They said over 40 some guns. I mean, a whole bunch of handguns, rifles, and I even seen one, I think it was AK-47, and I'm like, who has that? But I also saw the positive side, and I said each gun represents a life that was saved. I remember coming up when my kids was little, they used to have things like that, gun buybacks. You could turn your gun in anonymously at the police station. They won't ask no questions. They don't have stuff like that going on anymore in the states. And if they do, it's not publicized. If you're a city official, you need to step up to the plate. I know the legislature passed laws and different things pertaining to certain bills. And come on now, y'all need to step up to the plate. If you work in a school system or the school board, come on, there are certain measures that y'all need to implement. I know one person that's running. I'm not sure what she's running for senator. I'm not sure. Don't quote me on it. She said there needs to be security guards at the schools. More tougher security guards. And I agreed. I said, yeah, there needs to be security guards at the daycare center. Head Starts, pre-K, more security guards at colleges. You know, gun shootings can also happen at colleges. I recall a couple of years ago when there was a gun shooting at a college and college students got shot. So it's just not happening at our elementary and our middle school level or our high school level. It also happens at colleges too. I recall a couple of days ago on another podcast, and I challenged the parents and I said, look, sit down and talk to your child about gun violence. Sit down and educate them on the importance of safety in school. You know, who to tell if you suspect somebody bringing a gun to school. But you know, in high school and middle school, with the saying is snitchers get stitches or something like that. So I challenged the parents. I say, when you sit down and have a discussion with your children, a discussion with your child or your niece and nephews, ask them a question. They may not tell you. They may just look at you funny, but ask them the question. How many students that you know bring a gun to school? And I told the parents, now the child may not say nothing because they don't want to be a snitch. And that's the kind of little law thing with young people. Don't snitch on nobody because you get stitches or whatever. But I said, parents, they may look at you funny and they may hunch their shoulders, but they really know deep down inside, your child know between at least 10 or 15 students that come strapped every day. Real life, real truth. No lie, no joke. They come strapped every day. And they know how to get them guns through those metal detectors. Reason why? Because most of the time them kids break into the schools and put them guns in their lockers already and break back out the school. Come on now, real life, real truth. Or they hide them somewhere on the grounds. This is why security needs to be beefed up. They need to implement stricter safeties in schools. Have a safety assembly. You know, bring someone in from the outside in to talk to the children about gun safety. Bring a couple of police officers to the schools to talk about the importance to, you know, of staying safe in school, because right now schools are not safe. It's already 27 last school year. The school year 2022-2023 school year is just getting started, and parents are fearful, and I can understand you being a parent and you leave your child at school, a place that you know your child's supposed to feel safe at, supposed to feel secure, and you walk, you know, go about your business, go home or either go to work. And next thing you know, everybody's crying around the television and say, look, what happened? And you look and you see your child's school on television and finding out that a school shooting took place at your child's school. That's what happened at Texas. One of the EMTs arrived at the school and come to find out one of the students that got killed was his daughter. And they had him on the news with Anderson. And it was heartbreaking because he was an EMT. And I think he said, don't quote me now, he was the first on the scene. And to realize that out of all the 19 students that got shot and killed by the gunman, his daughter was among the 19th one. And you know, I blame the police department for not responding. I blame the 911 operators, because when that little girl called the first time, they should have moved on that call. Them kids would have been still here. 19 families had, 19 plus 2 families had to bury their child. That child would never get to grow up. Never get to walk across the stage. Never get to experience that first kiss. Never get to experience that first dance. Never see that prom. Never graduate high school. Never experience what it is to drive a car or have that first job or move on into that first apartment. Life been taken at a young age. And it hurts. It's devastating. So this is my challenge to you all that listen to my podcast. If you're a parent, you may be another podcast host. You may be a businesswoman, businessman. You may be a life coach, a counselor, an educator, a governmental worker, a school teacher, a principal, whatever your job is. Or you may be a homemaker, a student. I challenge you to post something on your Facebook page and hashtag gun violence, hashtag safety in school. Let's spread the word. Let's educate our youth. Let's educate other parents. Let's spread the word to Congress, to the government in our states and city that we want the laws change. There's something that needs to be done. Because we should not be seeing every school year our schools being shot out up. People dying, young people dying and perishing. Educate your children on their emotions. If they feel sad, if they feel depressed, if they feel down, go and talk to somebody. Because most times some kids can't talk to their parents because of what's going on in their home life. Tell your child, if they can't come to you, go to the school counselor. Talk to that teacher. Bullying is real. Suicide among our young people is real. Talk to your child parents. Because we don't want to see another mass shooting in our school system this 2022-2023 school year. Hey, reach out to me, SharitaBerry@outlook.com. Let's spread the word. I'll be spreading the word on my social media page. Hashtag gun violence. Hashtag safety in schools. Hashtag holistic talk, safety in schools. Come on, let's spread the word. Thank you for tuning in to this special podcast with myself, Sharita Berry of Holistic Talk. Now, parents, educators, life coach, podcast hosts, businessmen and women, governmental leaders, school teachers, school principals, come on now. Let's do this and spread the word. Hashtag gun violence. Hashtag safety in schools. Hashtag holistic talk, safety in schools. Follow me and I can follow you on social media. Don't forget to look up Holistic Talk with Sharita Berry on Facebook.